Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Hey, I'm in a good mood today. So, yeah, people worried about my blood pressure. That's fine. My blood pressure is fine. In fact, it's probably a lot better because of shows like yesterday. But we don't have anything to rant about today, just what's going on. Actually, I could probably rant a little bit about Ava last night. God, this character. God. You guys watch NXT? Oh, another dandy on the part of old Ava last night. Multiple, in fact. But anyway, we'll talk about NXT and also AEW Dynamite is tonight. We have more matches announced for that show. This coming weekend is the Royal Rumble. We got the Saturday SmackDown show. There's got a bunch of matches announced, including a title match. That leads into the Royal Rumble on Saturday. Very, very big weekend for subscribers. We're going to have two Royal Rumble shows on Saturday night. One of them, the annual appearance of Mark, my buddy Mark, whose favorite show of the year is the Royal Rumble. So we'll talk to him about that. And all of the rest of the news from today, Triple H going into the Hall of Fame. We finally have some more information about Grand Slam Australia. We've got WWE running a live event in Paris, France. We got the Raw Netflix numbers. Chris Daniels talks about his retirement. Jordynne Grace is claiming that she's not going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble. Chris Jericho talks Britt Baker and plenty of other notes as well. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, as well as F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, it's Wednesday. So, you know what that means. We got Observer Live, and then in 2 hours, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it will be this week's edition of After Dark Radio, and a very special edition of the show we have. We have a special guest. Father Sebastian is going to be on the show. We'll talk about vampires. And as it turns out, the fangs that he makes, they're not permanent. So you can get yourself a pair of fangs. They're like inserts that you can take in and out like a mouthpiece. So we'll tell you all about that. And vampire culture, the paranormal. He was on, not Ghost Hunters, but I forget the other show that he was on. Something involving ghosts. I'll get it here as we get going. But anyway, it's going to be a very fun show on Sports Byline. So however you're listening or watching to this right now, listening to this or watching it, you can listen to or watch After Dark at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. That means YouTube, Twitch, Ghost Adventures, thank you. YouTube, Twitch, and Sports Byline. And if you don't have Sports Byline in your area, you can use TuneIn Radio, which is free. Just go to TuneIn Radio, type in Sports Byline, and there you go. So I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on, but don't miss it, as they say. And by the way, if you're a subscriber, you'll get a bonus 20, 25 minutes of the interview that you won't get listening for free on the radio. So if you're a big fan of vampires, sign up now, brother.
Is that when you'll ask him about his thoughts on Gangrel's teeth?
I'll ask him. Actually, I may not. I don't know if he mentions anything about wrestling, I will ask him about Gangrel.
Well, no. I mean, you got the in right there with the teeth because he sells those inserts.
I'm sure that Gangrel probably got a pair of inserts like that.
No, you need to ask him about like people who actually get their teeth filed down to do that. He actually went all the way out with the gimmick. David Heath did, I believe his name is, and actually his teeth are like that now.
But you see, if you file down your teeth, you have normal teeth that are just pointy. We're talking you can get like big old fangs. Which, by the way, I heard in an interview with this guy. He said they're great for kissing. So anyway, we'll talk about that later today. Now, we got some news. Triple H reportedly inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2025. PW Insider reporting he will headline the Hall of Fame ceremony. He was informed of his upcoming induction today at a WWE town hall meeting with company employees.
Are you serious?
Stephanie, Nick, The Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels surprised Levesque with the news. He was said to be caught off guard and emotional in response. I can't make this stuff up, guys.
It sounds like it made for a hell of a press release. That's what I'll say. Good for them.
Yeah. It'll make him the 10th wrestler to be inducted twice and the 8th to be inducted as both an individual and as a member of the group.
DX.
So hold on. Hold on a second. Yes. Hold on. 10 wrestlers have been inducted twice.
Mm-hmm.
8 of them as part of a group. So 2 of them were just inducted twice as individuals?
Tag team, maybe. Just pure tag team.
No, that's part of that's part of a group, isn't it? A tag team is a group of people. It is 2 people. That's a group. So, I don't know, man.
Well, much like their policy of not having anybody out there at ringside, maybe you can apply for that job and tell them
me?
This is how this is going to go. Yes!
No, I'm not applying for any WWE
jobs. In charge of the Hall of Fame.
God.
And terminology and such.
We also have the mystery around when Grand Slam Australia will air on TV domestically. It has been solved. Now, this is according to the TNT schedule, so God only knows. Because on TNT, they had a graphic on TNT with a time and a TNT graphic. That was on TNT. That was apparently wrong. So, we're going to presume that this is right. The official listing has the show airing basically as a 2-hour collision at 10:30 Eastern following NBA All-Star Weekend coverage. It is assumed the broadcast will simulcast on Max at the same time. That is not confirmed. They did, as noted, mistakenly display a graphic claiming 8 Eastern on Saturday. They have not officially announced a start time on TV other than the graphic that was screwed up. The show will emanate from Brisbane, Australia. Company's debut. Originally, the Suncorp Stadium moved to the indoor Brisbane Entertainment Center due to what is assumed to be lower than expected. You don't say. Yes, it's lower than expected ticket sales.
You know the saying, that escalated quickly? I think in the case of everything Australia and Grand Slam, boy, that de-escalated very quickly to the point where now this is, unfortunately, for them, what it is.
There's instances where, okay, I'll give an example. Let's say that All In Texas, I think there are over 10,000 tickets now, okay? But let's say that you booked All In Texas. It's All In. It's their version of WrestleMania. It's taking place in America, in Texas. And let's say that they sold 2,000 tickets. And they're like, man, we got to move the show, okay? If that happens, well, you have to chalk it up to surprising. It's surprising they only sold 2,000 tickets in Texas. Okay, but the thing with Australia is this is not unexpected at all, okay? When they announced that they were going to Brisbane, Australia for the show in a stadium, long before they put tickets on sale, it was not from people in America. It was not from people in England. It was from people in Australia. And they all started contacting me and saying, dude, this ain't going to work. And the reason for it, and, you know, Dave was on Observer Radio, and he was talking about how, well, you know, WWE doesn't draw all that well there either. But listen, this is forget WWE. The reason AEW is not drawing there is not because of, you know, it's not a great wrestling town or this or that. It's because there's no AEW presence in Australia, okay? I'd have to go back to the text message here with people explaining, like, this is what you get and when, and it said, I mean, I read the entire thing, and it was like, there's no AEW presence in Australia. The number of people that are aware of and watch AEW in Australia is minuscule. And, you know, just book a show and they will come. That might work somewhere, like in Texas, but it ain't working in Brisbane, Australia. And it was known before they put tickets on sale. They figured it out very quickly once tickets went on sale. And now here we are. So,
Yeah, and I remember it wasn't, you know, even in Sydney or Melbourne, you would have had a better shot, but Brisbane was, you know, far away from where the other centers are. The other big kick in the crotch for them, though, is not only is that happening with the tickets and them having to make the move, but also I'm sure they wanted this to possibly be a pay-per-view. Certainly they wanted it streamed maybe as a Max exclusive. That may have been something that they were planning. So it just seems like also on the other end of the spectrum, the promotional end of airing it on TV and having a time and every... I think all that just kind of whittled away too and atrophied here in the face of everything else that's happened with that show. And now at this point, all you're really hoping is that people are sticking around after the All-Star game, because if nothing else, you should get a big boost after the skills competition and after all that stuff. At least you want to hope so.
All right. So, yeah, this is like all the details here. I mean, the AEW shows that air in Australia top out at like 20,000 viewers. And that's topping out. So the usual number of people in Australia watching AEW is well under 20,000. And so, like, the idea that you're going to book this stadium and, you know, at best you're getting 20,000 television viewers. At worst, it's much, much lower than that. I mean, it's just, it was not feasible that this would work. So, anyway, back in a moment. I got more to talk about Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I should add, by the way, that you know that they had originally very, very big plans for the Grand Slam show because they kept Toni Storm off TV for 4 months. So they could bring her back in December to set up this match with Mariah May coming up in February. So they did not originally plan this for it to be a, I don't think, just a Saturday night collision show at 10:30.
No way. No, this and the Tokyo Dome show, when they announced these things, things were not going well as far as creatively and business-wise. There were the slumps that were going on, but I think they just... they were thinking big. And again, why? I understand the deal of, well, Brisbane gave them money. But as the person in Australia had told us, again, doing this in another part of the country still would have been a mistake, but it would have made a lot more sense. And I guess that's one of the things that they have to learn. Dallas has been a great partner with Arlington and Esports Stadium, and we'll see how things end up for All In coming up. But when it comes to just taking the money because they're offering you some big breaks to run there, you know, there's a great example of what took place here, that's not the best idea all the time.
We got WWE running a premium live event, otherwise known as a PLE, for the first time ever. You know what's funny is, like, every now and then, I don't know if they're older or what, but people get mad at me for calling it a PLE now instead of a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a PLE, guys. I mean, do you want around calling it a closed circuit still if you're really old? Like, things change. It's a PLE now.
Well, look, WWE runs PLEs. Everybody else, for the most part, is running pay-per-views. There's still a lot of places that run pay-per-views. So, okay, fine. If you want to limit the terminology to WWE, that's fine. But that's what it is now. We went from, as Brian mentioned, closed circuit to pay-per-view, home pay-per-view, and now we're at PLEs. This is just the way it goes. Put it on your spin wheel, or what was that thing called that Nick Khan would always talk about?
I got the wheel over there. I'll do that later. Clash in Paris at the Paris La Défense Arena, Sunday, August 31st. Listed capacity of 40,000. They will also do Raw from the same venue.
Sure.
A 40,000-seat building for Clash in Paris and Raw.
Yeah, when you're hot and you only show up to a place once every couple of years to do something at this level, I think they're going to have no problem. They won't be going back to it next year, that's for sure.
I wouldn't take that bet. Oh. They drew in Lyon in May and did 12,000. And I mean, they sold that place out, giant ticket prices. So we shall see.
Oh, this whole tour that's coming up, that not only the one that's coming up before Mania, but the one that's going to take place around when they're going to France. I mean, they're really, again, it's just serious bucks being made, and they got people over there whipped up into a frenzy too, which, again, you know, globally right now, because it's, you know, it's always been one of those things historically, and I could be wrong about this, but I think this is the case where, you know, the States weren't hot in the early to mid-90s, but Japan was. Or you look at different times where, you know, WWF is hot in Europe, but they were dying in the States. So that's why they kept going over to Europe in the 90s. But it's been rare where everything has been hot at one time like this for them, and they are literally hot all over the place.
So January 20th, Raw. So we are now 3 weeks in. I guess, maybe 4 weeks in. I think 3 weeks in. No, 4 weeks in. So week one did basically 5.9 million viewers. Week two had the as-expected drop, because it always happens, 3.7 million. 3.7 million the third week, and this week it was 3 million. So my guess is... actually, let me think about this.
millions are still watching on Netflix.
Well, hold on. I'm not sure about this because the 5.9 and the 3.7, 3.7, that might be including, you know, they add the, you know, the plus 7 or whatever, or the plus however many they added. I'm not sure if this week's... my point is this. Raw is apparently going to settle in around 3 to 3.5 million viewers worldwide every week. So I think that's what we can say. And maybe it'll grow, maybe it'll fall, but I think that's... I don't see it dropping significantly further than this. We're 4 weeks in. So the people still watching, I mean, this is going to be largely where you're settling in.
You brought up the plus 7. For those who don't know, that's okay. The amount of people that watch within a week, do they do plus 3 as well, too? Because isn't that what's most important of the AEWs? And it used to be important to WWE that, okay, if you didn't get them within a day, you got to get them within 3.
I guess that's last week's number. So this week's number won't be out till next week. So this would be for the January 20th show. Okay, so that's where we're going to settle in, 3 million. Certain shows, I think, will be bigger. Certain shows will be probably right around 3 million. I don't see it dropping significantly. And actually, as football season wraps up, I guess that probably should go up. But,
it should.
But we don't know because we don't know when people are watching. You know, it's different
that's true.
Now.
And it doesn't really matter anymore. Whatever release they put out saying that that's what it's going to be, I mean, you know, again, who really knows? But when it comes to the CW this week, NXT had a really good rating last week. It will be interesting to see how much that drops, if at all, this week.
All right. Chris Daniels says doctors advised him to stop wrestling after the Texas death match with Hangman, just as he stated on Dynamite last week. It was reported the bout was being treated backstage as his last match. Daniels made the call to not make a big deal out of it. He said he had planned to continue his in-ring career after the match against Paige, but doctors advised him against it. He said the idea was going to get to the point where I wrestle this match with Hangman, and then, you know, when that story is over, just do what comes next, whatever other young guy would come forward, and I would wrestle that person and go from there. And then that ended up not really working out because of the way the match went, he said. So he says when the match happens with Hangman, I was going to take this move. I ended up sliding a little too far down. I actually bumped my head a little bit, got a little tingly in the arm. Finish was meant to be the buckshot to the back of the neck, but when I hit, I got a little bit of a jolt. I was like, oh, I've had stingers before, so I didn't think anything of it. I go check with the docs, and they were like, how do you feel? I told them I feel okay, little tingling here in my arm. They were like, well, that's disconcerting. That made me think maybe I should check this out, another MRI, and they said you really should stop doing this. You're 54. It isn't going to get better. Vertebrae starting to fuse. You're going to get less and less flexible. You've taken enough bumps or any sort of whiplash. The danger quotient rises and rises. So he said this on, I guess, where was this? Jericho's podcast. So I'll just say this. I'm a huge fan of Chris Daniels. Love the guy. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I'm sure that all of this that he said happened. But I was told in advance that this was his retirement match. So I don't know. I mean, maybe the idea was it would be his retirement match and then he'd do another match later and they told him not to or whatever. And even in the story, it talks about how it was treated as his retirement match. It was seen as his retirement match when he came through the curtain. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of all this. All I know is I was told in advance he's going to do a retirement match with the Hangman. So that's what happened. But
well,
anyway,
if that's it, he owes us nothing. That's for sure. You know, going back to the 90s, you know, he has been incredibly influential as far as, you know, coming from the California scene and coming over to the East Coast and helping build up Ring of Honor and being one of the guys. And, you know, he was one of the good parts about when TNA started. There was that Triple X tag team that was Elix, Skipper, he, and Loki. And Loki was never there, so it was basically Skipper and Daniels all the time. And they were a tremendous team. And you know, he was always one of those guys. He didn't have the right look. He was too small. He was this, he was that. But he ended up persevering through all that stuff and has been incredibly influential. And maybe there is a little bit of truth in this as far as he had a plan to do something else and he can't do it anymore. But I hope, even if it's not on screen, I hope there is some sort of celebration for him, you know, because he has been so important to a lot of people and has crossed over with a lot of people, again, going back for a long, long time now.
Then we had, Jordan Grace. She claims she will not be in the women. Well, actually, she has not said that. What she stated is that she will be in Austin, Texas, Friday through Sunday, hosting her mother's 50th birthday party, and she posted flight info. She did not flat out say she would not be in the Rumble.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens on Saturday. Chris Jericho talked about Britt Baker in an interview with Sports Illustrated. He said, you'd have to ask Britt where she's at. I haven't really heard either way. I know she's obviously a very valuable part of the company. One of the OGs, probably one of our homegrown stars. I think she does a great job whenever she's in the ring. So I don't see her leaving or going anywhere. I look forward to seeing her come back on the show because she has a great character and a great presence. Once again, a great fan base within AEW and within the wrestling world. So we know no more now than we knew a week ago.
Why don't you get them on a conference call together?
What, Britt and Jericho?
Yeah.
What are they going to talk about?
I don't know, but it might make for some pretty good audio, so record it.
Well, when we come back, I got good audio for you. I'm going to talk about Ava. I mean, like, seriously, is she not turning heel? Like, am I out to lunch here?
She's backing into a parking spot right over you, buddy.
I guarantee she backs into parking spots. Guarantee it.
And it takes her 15 minutes.
I had so much positive feedback about that yesterday. Brought a tear to my eye. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, did I mention After Dark Radio is coming up? 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern? Set your alarm here on Sports Byline USA, as well as always, Twitch and YouTube, and if you're a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com or Apple, Spotify, YouTube, you will get the replay as soon as the show is over. And if you are a subscriber, you'll get to the bonus portion of the interview as well that you can only hear as a subscriber. Father Sebastian will be our guest on the program, talking vampires. We had another guest talking vampires about a month ago, which people seem to really like that. People like their vampires, I've noticed.
Father Guido Sarducci?
No.
Oh.
Now, here is the NXT report. This is all everything that happened on this show. I'm not making any of it up. We had Bayley and Julia versus Cora and Roxanne, which was a good match. Bayley pinned Cora with a top rope elbow, which I guess is important as we find out later. I have such a love-hate relationship with this show. It's incredible. So Bayley and Julia shake hands. Bayley takes a long, hard look at that women's title. By the way, somebody tell me if I'm out of it here. And don't just say something, like go back and watch, okay? So, you know they have multiple cameras, right? This ain't no rinky-dink organization.
No.
One of these freaking cameras was out of focus. And it was driving me batty. They had like four cameras, and all of them are full HD. I get HD 1080p 60 on YouTube TV. Beautiful, beautiful. Then they cut to this camera and it's blurry. It looks like if you look on the video right here, that YouTube plaque back there. I'm like, can someone focus this freaking camera? Or was there like snot on it or something? Like, it's driving me nuts. Anyway, so there was one thing I was mad about. Eddie Thorpe did a promo, vowed to make his mark. A-Town down in the ring with Grayson, Waller, and Theory. They're going to interview Obafemi. And there's things about wrestling that this stuff only happens in wrestling. So A-Town down comes out, they get booed out of the building. Then Grayson notes, hey, Theory's from Atlanta. Now all of a sudden everyone loves Theory. They start cheering that guy. And they cheer both guys. Well, Grayson doesn't want to be cheered, so he talks about it. The fans suck, so they turn on him. They're interviewing Obafemi. And then the fans start chanting, talk to Theory. But whoever was doing production thought they were chanting like F-U Theory, so they start bleeping it. They're not allowing you to hear talk to Theory. So I'll give the guy credit. Theory hears this, and so he like, you know, they went over the whole segment or whatever. So like Theory grabbed the mic and he just starts doing all of Grayson's lines. He just takes over. So the people are all happy. And then, you know, Oba's doing this deal and they're burying him. You know, they're talking about we've been... Actually, the best part was when Theory goes, I did 3 WrestleManias before you even signed with NXT. Then he goes, come to think of it, 4. It was like, dude, don't even remember any WrestleManias he was on. So, and then Oba goes, yeah, well, you know what? I don't see you guys having any belts. I don't see either of you guys as NXT champions. And so then the fans start chanting, turn on Grayson. And both of the heels crack when they hear that because they've been teasing a turn since literally last February. We're on 11 months. They began a turn 11 months ago. It has not happened yet. So they're laughing. And then finally, Oba just says, all right, we got Vengeance Day in 2 weeks. Which of you blokes going to step up? So Grayson jumps up. He demands the title shot. Ava then comes out, my beloved. And Ava says, Oba, how many times do I have to tell you? You're not the booker. I am. Now, before she can say anything else, Trick runs down. He says, I deserve this title shot. Everybody knows it. He hits the ring. He lays out Waller and Theory. But then Oba lays him out, and Ava vanishes. Doesn't even make a ruling. She just disappears. And that's the end of the segment. It's like you got one job. You came out for one reason, to make a ruling about this, and then you just didn't make it. Okay, well, we'll deal with that later. So then there's Izzy Dame. And in a great moment, live in the building, everybody starts chanting Tiffy Time because they thought Izzy Dame was Tiffany Stratton, but she's not. I am not making this up. They find out she's Izzy Dame. They begin booing. So anyway, she says, nothing's going on with me and Tony. We just both don't like Sean Spears. And Ridge shows up, calls her a liar. Stax walks up. They get in an argument. They get separated, leading to nothing. Although I guess they're going to have a match, but not on this show. Then we have Trick and Wes Lee. Now, if you were paying attention, what did I just say? I said that Trick got beat up by Oba, powerbombed. He was killed. Ava was right there watching it. Well, we're only a half hour into the show, you know. If he had any sort of compassion, you'd let this guy sit out for a while before he has his match with Wes Lee. No, he must wrestle immediately. This guy can barely stand. He's holding his ribs. He just got killed. He's forced to wrestle Wes Lee now. So Wes Lee starts beating on this dude. And Wes Lee is now mentoring Tyson and Tyreek. So we do this stupid thing that's so stupid, and everybody does it, and it's stupid. Tyson and Tyreek, I mean, they're in the ring for half of this match. But, you know, it's Trick yanking him in, you know, Trick sending him out. They didn't touch Trick, even though, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but, like, you see my two fingers? Okay, I can't touch my fingers without both of them touching each other. I can't touch this finger with only they both touch. But we're told, oh, they didn't touch Trick. So, like, he's fighting three dudes while injured, while forced into the ring by Ava. And finally, after he throws all these other idiots out of the ring, he starts stomping Wes Lee in the corner, and he finally makes a comeback. The ref goes, no, you got to get away from that guy. And he tries to pull him away, and Trick shoves the guy down, and he gets DQ'd. He's punished, DQ'd. I'm dying. So it gets worse. They cut to Ava, watching all of this backstage. She is shaking her head in disappointment. She is disappointed in Trick Williams, the man that she forced into the ring injured, who literally had to fight three men at the same time, and after overcoming all of this unfairness, he gets disqualified because he loses his temper because of this idiot referee who allowed all of this to go on. She's disappointed in Trick.
It gets better.
Oba then walks into her office. She says, Oba, I got quite a few problems. You don't say, Ava? She says, Ava, or she says, Oba, stop trying to book your matches. I'm in charge. Oba Femi, the best character in wrestling, says, okay, do your job. Who am I wrestling at Vengeance Day for the title? Ava then says, you will be facing Theory and Waller, both of them, in a triple threat match. I was like, Ava then leaves the office. She storms into the men's dressing room without knocking. All the guys are like, oh, whoa! I'm not making this up. Where's Punk, by the way? She storms into the room without knocking, the men's dressing room, rushes over to Trick, starts screaming at him. He says to her, this is what happens when everyone else gets a title shot except you. She says, well, let me inform you that Waller and Theory are getting a title match at Vengeance Day, and you're not. And he says, how in the hell do they deserve a title shot? At which point, as God Almighty is my witness, Ava says, and I quote, "You think they don't deserve it?" No, they don't deserve it! They haven't done anything!
Trick just said no.
Trick is like, what are you talking about? So then she says, well, you want to prove they don't deserve it? Like, it needs proof that Waller and Theory... She needs proof they don't deserve it. She signs Trick and Oba versus these two next week. Am I in the frickin' Twilight Zone? Like, what's going on here? You know what's funny? Is when they did the segment, it was, like, so easy to make all of this make sense without making her look stupid. All you had to do after that schmoz was sign the tag match first, with the stipulation being that if Trick gets the win next week, or you could say Trick or Oba, if either of them get the win next week, it's Trick and Oba for the title. Or if Grace and Waller or Austin Theory, if either of them get the win, it's a three-way. No, they did it backwards. She gave them the title shot first, a completely undeserving title shot. The guy who lost the title in a three-way, never got a rematch. He's out to lunch. He complains about it. She says, well, if you want to prove they don't deserve it, let's do this tag match. How is that going to prove anything? What is happening here?
We're going to need to have one of those NXT Mr. Belding talks to Lisa moments where Shawn Michaels has got to sit down with Ava and say, come on, you know, we got to get our heads back in the game here.
It's 1999 all over again. Fallon beat Shotzi with her finish, which is now called the Hoedown. Yep.
She's got an interesting gimmick as part of the rest of Fatal Influence, doesn't she? Like that Western Cowgirl thing.
They're in the middle of breaking up, too, but this has also happened for months, but no one's noticed. Her and JC, they don't like each other at all. Then we had, God, I can't even, this is why I need the Brian and Vinny show. I can't even on some of these because of profanity rules. Carmen and Kalani in the back. I mean, oh my God, the acting in this segment, I was just absolutely dying.
And then it got, Kalani's gonna be great.
And then it got even better in the next segment, where Ava's interviewed. She's asked about the NXT title match. She says she's sick of dealing with Trick, who's the top babyface, by the way. She has to be turning heel. Roxanne walks up and complains that Julia is defending her title against Bayley. She's ranting and raving. She says, It's Cora's fault we lost tonight, which Cora takes very personally. And then Ava finally says, well, if you just listen, the match is going to be Julia versus Bayley versus you, Roxanne. So now Roxanne, she's happy. She says, all right, we're good. And then I can't even do what Cora does. I just can't. But Cora's just like, she all of a sudden goes, no, we are not good. Turns her back and I was freaking dying. Dying. I died a death watching this segment. And I watched it again and again and again and again. This is the best show for the CW, dude. Oh, my God.
It absolutely is.
Ethan Page and Cedric Alexander. Ethan beat him. Then goes to tear off the bottom turnbuckle. Javon returns, beats him up. He's still not cleared. And then the main event was Naomi and Bianca versus Jakar and Lash for the tag titles. Bianca and Naomi won, combo KOD for the pin. And that was the show, except for a teaser at the very end. I'll tell you about that after the break, Observer Live.
Hi. I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So the NXT show ended up with a test pattern. It just said Vengeance Day.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing a test pattern gimmick?
Wyatt's?
Gotta be someone old. People don't even know what a test pattern even is anymore.
GTV.
So anyway, that was the end of NXT.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, we got a big show coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, everybody. Yes, today. Right. Yes, on Sports Byline, as well as YouTube and Twitch. However you're listening to this right now, you can listen for free. After Dark Radio, our special guest, Father Sebastian, today, talking vampires and plenty more. The paranormal. If you've got questions, you can put them into the chat in either place. And we'll try to get to some of those as well. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're a subscriber, you'll get a bonus portion of the interview as well once the live show goes off the air. So check it out. A lot of places to sign up. WrestlingObserver.com for everything. And if you just want the podcast, we got Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube. Just go to F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. F4WOnline.com/YouTube. And by the way, Apple Podcasts has a free trial. Free! So you should try it, especially with the Royal Rumble coming up this weekend, because we got big shows coming up after the Rumble. We'll have the Brian and Vinny and Sean and Mark show and Craig, I believe. I'm not sure about Craig because of the time the show starts, but we're going to have that as well as Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Both Saturday night. Going to be a busy day. And that's that. So we're out of here. Mike's going to be here tomorrow. I will not, but I will be back for Fun Friday and plenty more. And I'll be back later on tonight for subscribers, Wrestling Observer Radio, and again, in 1 hour, After Dark Radio. So we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.